Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where you are walking with me on my walk with Christ. May the 4th be with you. Well, today I want to talk about preparing for the future. The future I'm talking about is not the future on this earth. I'm talking about eternity. In my following of Christ, I need to keep eternity in mind. Often when preparing for the future, we are solely thinking about our time on this earth. No matter what stage of life you're in, the future is always a consideration. When you're young, you think about becoming an adult, you know, like getting your driver's license, getting 18, you know, going to college, all of that stuff. And then when you're in early adulthood, you're thinking about your career, being a parent, and many other things. And then as you age, retirement becomes an object of your thoughts. However, in each of these stages, we need to be thinking about the future. And the future is eternity. I know many who spend time in financial planning. Many young people today are learning how to invest in the stock market. They're planning for the future, and they're planning for a financial future. But how are they planning for eternity? How much of our day is spent planning for eternity? How many decisions do we make with eternity in mind? Well, in Luke 21:36, let me see if I can get there pretty quick. I didn't have that scripture pulled up here. We find this passage of scripture where it says this: "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." So think about that for just a second. You know, in this passage, Jesus is encouraging them to watch so that they can escape the things which shall come to pass. Notice also the mention of standing before the Son of Man. Are you ready to stand before the Son of Man? How do we respond when we know that we must give an account for ourselves? Maybe you're going to be tested to qualify for a license on your job. How do you respond? Do you prepare? Of course you do. You know you're going to give an account. Now, how do you prepare for your future? How do you prepare for the day when you're going to stand before the Son of Man? Today I need to make sure that I'm living in such a way that I will be ready to stand before the Son of Man. And when I'm thinking about standing before the Son of Man, this is not in regards to my salvation, because I know my salvation is secure in Christ, so I know the blood of Christ gives me eternal life, but still I give an account for my life. And I'm going to stand before the Son of Man and give an account for my life. And so therefore, I need to live preparing for the future. What about you? Let's pray. Today, Lord, I pray that you will help me to focus on preparing for the future. Help me to prepare for the day when I will stand with you. Help me to focus on living for the eternal. Help me to give myself to things which have eternal value. Because of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Are you preparing for the future? Are you preparing for eternity? I pray today that you are. Till tomorrow. Brother Mark signing off.